Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and study from His precious Word. And I hope if it's at all possible, you'll get your Bible and study along with us today. Let God speak to your heart. Let God do a work of grace in our lives as we look at the Word of God together. I'm reading today from the book of Galatians, chapter number 6. Where the Bible said in verse number 7, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." The Bible said again in verse number 8, the Bible said, "He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." And then in verse number 9, the Bible said, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." I've read that portion of Scripture many times and preached from it many, many times. I've heard many hundreds of messages preached, no doubt, from the first part of verse number 8. But I want to take the verse today, put it in its context, and deal with it, and begin a message on the broadcast and preach probably throughout the entire week on this subject: what missions will do for the local church, what a missions meeting will do for the local church. Now, I don't want to be critical, and I don't want to be taken in a critical spirit, but most mission programs do not have much Bible basis whatsoever. I appreciate what people are doing. I've never tried to tell another pastor how to pastor his church, but as I started preaching in mission meetings years ago, God began to deal with my heart about the concept that most churches and people have concerning missions. And then God began to deal with my heart about this passage of Scripture and the message that I'm going to be preaching these days. And God used it to transform my own life and the life of the church that I pastored. And then also, I've seen it transform many other churches down through the years as I've gone there and preached missions and given to them a Bible basis for a missions program. Now, a mission meeting could be described in several different ways. Somebody said that a mission conference is the most important business meeting of the church during the year. There's just one item of business on the agenda, and that's the fate of a lost world. And we're going to vote on what to do with it, and every member will participate. By our giving, we vote for the world to hear the gospel so they might be saved by the grace of God. By our not giving, we vote for them to go into hell without hearing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But in a more technical sense, a mission meeting is a meeting, a series of services that is set apart for the purpose of teaching and preaching, informing the people from the Word of God on what the Bible teaches about missions. And then, as they understand the truth of the Word of God, God in turn puts the burden of missions in a special way upon their heart. And so God does a work in the life of the people. You see, most people have the concept of missions as missions and a mission meeting, and a missionary is just some stranger that comes to our church to get our money, go their way, and do their thing. And they see it as taking away from the local church. But that's the wrong conception. You see, missions opens up many wonderful doors of opportunity and blessings of the Lord upon that local church, as well as upon the individual members who will take an active part in participating in the work of missions. And so what we're going to do during these days, we're going to be looking at God's Word and how God looks at our missions giving. Now, in the scripture that I read, we have here God's law of the harvest. And let me just say this, and please hear me this morning. God looks at our giving to missions as sowing, and then God looks at our receiving as reaping. And so God lays down the principle of sowing and reaping in the matter of giving to missions. In verse number 7, we're introduced to God's law of the harvest, where the Bible said, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And so you see there the beginning of God's law of the harvest. Now I want you to hear me this today. You never, never, never will have a crop failure in God's harvest. If you sow it, you will reap it. Whether you sow to the flesh or whether you sow to the spirit, there will not be a crop failure. You will reap it. Now look at these four thoughts I want to deal with today on the broadcast concerning God's laws of the harvest. First of all, the Bible teaches us very plainly here in verse number 7 that you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, let me deal with that for just a moment. That's true both in the physical, natural, normal realm, the worldly realm, temporal realm, but it's also true in the spiritual realm. And you see, in the natural aspect, you've never planted beans and gathered squash. You never planted cucumbers and gathered okra. No, you reap what you sow. You say, well, preacher, that's natural law. Well, I remind you that our God created natural law. But let me show you a couple of instances in the Word of God of what I'm speaking about from the spiritual aspect. You remember the little lad that had the little lunch. It was made up of loaves and fishes, and he gave that lunch to the Lord. The Lord took his giving that lunch as sowing, and then God turned right around and blessed that lad and gave him back 12 baskets full. What did they have in it? Bread and fish, nothing else. So you reap what you sow. You remember the lady in the Bible by the name of Hannah. Hannah sowed a child. She gave her son Samuel to the Lord, and she turned right around and reaped 5 other children. No pets, no animals, no anything else but what she sowed. She sowed a child, she reaped children. So in God's law of the harvest, first of all, you reap what you sow. Then number 2, in God's law of the harvest, you reap after you sow. Now I know that may sound very, very elementary, but it's a true fact. You reap after you sow. Sowing is first, and sowing cost. And so there are those in our churches would say, well, if God would just give me a large amount of money, then I'd give some of that to missions. That's like me standing beside of my garden and saying to my garden, if you'd produce, I'd plant. But planting is first, sowing is first, and sowing cost. But you reap after you sow. Now, number 3, not only reap what you sow, you reap after you sow, but you reap more than you sow. Now, I'm aware of the fact there are those who would say, well, preacher, I don't think you ought to give to get. Well, let's see what the Lord said about it. In the book of Luke chapter 6, verse number 38, our Lord Jesus Christ said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men heap into your bosom. Can I quote that again? Our Lord said, it's not what I'm saying, I'm quoting what he said. Our Lord said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men heap into your bosom. It sounds like the Lord believed you could give and get. Now, I'm not speaking about giving and getting just to get financial and monetary gain. No, the principle in sowing and reaping is that you sow and then you reap more, so you can sow more and reap more and sow more, and on it goes. Out in my garden, I planted some corn. I planted one of the grains of corn that I planted, came up, made a stalk. That stalk of corn produced 2 ears of corn. And I gathered those 2 ears and counted the kernel on those 2 ears. And from 1 grain, there came over 1,100 other grains. Now, can you imagine what would have happened if I would have turned around and planted those 1,100 grains? And if each of those had produced, as did the one that I'm just speaking of, then look what I could have done the next year if I'd have planted all that come from that. And on it multiplies until eventually you could just plant thousands of acres of the corn. And so God simply lays out this principle in the Word of God. Every church about it I go in, most Christians I talk to said, well, we're just so limited in our funds. God said, if you want to have something to give, plant some of what you've got. and then watch me multiply it. And as I multiply it, you plant more, and you'll reap more, and you plant more. Again, I'm not talking about a wealth and health gospel. I'm not talking about giving just to get selfish gains and monetary gain, but I'm talking about a principle of God providing the money to take on missionaries and do the work of God in reaching the world with the gospel of the grace of our God. So in God's law of the harvest, you reap what you sow, you reap after you sow, and then you reap more than you sow. Again, I remind you, the little lad gave one basket, but he reaped 12. I remind you that Hannah gave one child, but she reaped 6 children. And so God's principle is, you reap what you sow, you reap after you sow, you reap more than you sow, you reap according to how much you sow. And then we find in the Word of God, by a friend of the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse number 6, that you reap according to how much you sow. If you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. If you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. The Word of God teaches that principle. Plain language. If you sow a small amount, you reap a small amount. If you sow a larger amount, you reap a larger amount. Whatever amount you sow will determine the amount of reaping that you do. So in God's law of the harvest, we reap what we sow, we reap after we sow, we reap more than we sow, but we do reap according to how much we sow. And so as we study this thought and from the Word of God, this becomes the basis of God using what we've got and multiplying it in order to meet the need of missions around the world. This came into my life in 1973. I felt in my soul that I was about to change pastorate. God began to deal with my heart that as I moved to another church, that I was to begin having a missions meeting on an annual basis to inform and instruct our people about what the Word of God taught in the area of missions. You see, my friend, God doesn't honor what I feel, how I think, or how I see it, but God honors what He says in His Word. And so I did change churches, and I did bring in a man that had a burden of missions, had the touch of God on his life, and let him preach and teach our people missions. And he taught this principle of sowing and reaping, and it transformed our church. It transformed my own life, and then God, down through the days and years since then, has allowed me to present this same message to hundreds of churches, and I saw them get a hold of the truth of the Word of God, and God do great work in them, in transforming them. So again, God's principle is sowing is likened to giving. Our giving is likened to sowing, and our receiving is likened unto reaping. And in God's Word, we reap what we sow, we reap after we sow, we reap more than we sow, but we reap according to how much we sow. And so I say to you today, my friend, that look what you've got. Don't worry about what you don't have. Look at what you do have and sow a portion of what you've got. And if you do that, then God will bless it, God will multiply it, and you'll be able to do more in the service of our God. So God's law of the harvest is simply this. You reap what you sow, you reap after you sow, you reap more than you sow, but you reap according to how much you sow. So I would encourage you today, find a place, plant some seed, and we'll continue the study, Lord willing, on the broadcast tomorrow. Father, take the word now, use it to your glory, I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us to get together by means of radio day after day and study from His eternal word. I appreciate so much you being there and listening. I'm grateful for the radio stations that carry the broadcast. Let me encourage you that you pray for the ministry. God would put His touch upon it and use it to His glory and His honor. And then also, I'd like to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And then be sure to join us each day, Monday through Friday, at this same time for another Harvest Time broadcast. God bless you, is my prayer.